This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album by Ellie Goulding, a 29-year-old British singer who's been much more popular in the UK than here. She first became known in the electronic dance music genre, but Ken says her new album, Delirium, represents a shift into mainstream pop and hopefully a bigger US following.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care.
Chances are you may know that song, Love Me Like You Do, more readily than you know its singer, Ellie Goulding. The song appeared on the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack album and is probably the British singer's most well-known work in America thus far. Goulding specializes in singing about romantic yearning in a clear voice with crisp enunciation. It's a vocal style that has enabled her to stand out when what she was making was primarily beat-dominated dance music. This time around, she's going for something different. That's Lost and Found, another song from Delirium, her new album. Goulding has said of Delirium, "Part of me views this album as an experiment to make a big pop album." She made her initial splash overseas by combining EDM, electronic dance music, with tremulous folk music vocalizing. On the new album, she's placed her faith in producers like Max Martin and Greg Kurstin, pop masterminds who've designed hits for people like Katy Perry, Kelly Clarkson, and Pink. The result for Goulding is frequently startling in a good way. Listen to the fast, jittery song called Around You, unlike anything she's ever done. Goulding sings with a lot of range, and frequently on Delirium, her producers deploy that range by multi-tracking her vocals recorded in various registers. One of the ways her move toward pop music manifests itself here is in the subject matter of the songs. She doesn't always stick with tunes about loving and losing love. Sometimes she revs up an anthem of reassurance, like this one, Don't Panic. Bye, John. There's a trap for any performer placing his or her voice in the service of grand pop productions like the ones Max Martin and others have designed for Goulding here. The singer can get lost in the vastness of the soundscapes that have been created to make her seem all-seeing, all-knowing. Then, too, you don't title an album Delirium without recognizing you're prizing mind-clouding passion over serious rational thought. But each time I listen to this album, I hear Ellie Goulding's phrasing, the sharp precision of her tone, as the guiding factor in any given song. Her experiment, as she likes to call it, was worth the risk. It pays off with fresh inventiveness.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Ellie Goulding's album Delirium. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, 1,000 Naked Strangers. I'll talk with former paramedic Kevin Hazard about his nearly 10 years answering 911 calls in an ambulance, treating the sick and injured in Atlanta. He writes that much more than the medicine, what fascinated him was the strange world he'd accidentally stumbled upon. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.